All right, Ames releases a study showing decline in maritime investment, looking at the period between 2006 and 2016. The study is co-authored by Dr. David Morrell. He's an honorary research professor of economics, UPEI, and our next guest, who is a policy analyst at Ames, and Jackson Doart is here on the line with us this afternoon. Jackson, thank you for doing this.
Hey, Sheldon, how are you?
Very well. Are you paying attention to the U.S. election campaign?
I am.
Any predictions?
Well, I think that Trump is going to do better than the polls are suggesting, whether he wins or not. My theory is that there's a kind of shy Trump vote, which people who might not tell pollsters that they're going to vote for him, but in private they think that they like him. And when they get in the privacy of the voting booth, they are going to pull the trigger for him. So I think his numbers are going to be better than what the polls say.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot closer than what some of the polls have suggested. And should be an interesting Tuesday, that's for sure.
Will you be following it?
Yeah, we're going to have some election night coverage here on this radio station, so it should be a good night. Let's talk a little bit about this research paper, this decline in maritime investment. What exactly are we talking about when you say that there is less investment than perhaps some other areas of the country?
Well, just less money is being spent on investing capital for the purpose of wealth creation. We used Statistics Canada data and then converted everything to adjust for inflation and put our figures in per capita figures so that everything can be compared well. And what we found is that investment in the Maritimes is down by about a third, and in Nova Scotia is down 28%. So that includes both private sector and public sector investment.
You know, we've heard that some economists and others say there's a lot of wealth, that businesses are sitting on a lot of money. Any suggestion that that's true based on what you were looking at?
Well, the cause of all this, of course, is we can't tell just by looking at these numbers. We're reporting on what the situation is. One possible cause is that the businesses are not investing as much because there isn't as much of a demand for our products and services on the market. Another reason could be that they have less confidence in investing in the region. And of course, there are exogenous factors like, what the economy elsewhere where we're trying to trade. So we aren't pinpointing one particular thing. The severity of the drop in the last 10 years is significant. One other thing I'd say about it is that the kind of conventional wisdom about the decline in economy of late, and especially in investment, is that it has to do with the energy sector. And of course that's true in Newfoundland with lower oil prices, and in Alberta, of course. But the decline in the Maritimes that's been happening isn't as affected by the energy industry, clearly, and it's been happening for 10 years. So clearly that's not the whole explanation.
He's a policy analyst with Ames. Jackson Doart here on the line with us this afternoon. As you mentioned, the 10-year period from 2006 to 2016, you say there were four conclusions that you reached?
Yeah, so as regards the Maritimes, there's been a decline in investment. Two of the numbers that are particularly striking are for machinery and equipment by private industry, so capital that they're putting into investing in machinery and equipment, and then in non-residential structures. So for machinery and equipment in Nova Scotia, spending on this by businesses has dropped by 36%. And for non-residential structures, things like industrial buildings, it's down 46% in Nova Scotia. These are big drops. In Newfoundland, it's a very different story because the government has been investing a ton of money there. Over the last 10 years, the period that we investigated here, public investment has gone up 400%. And just to give some context, the Canadian average, it's up 18%. As you know, the Canadian Economic Action Plan infused a lot of money into infrastructure and other public investments. But in the Maritimes, it stayed constant at about a 1% increase. So that's kind of a big difference between the Maritimes and Newfoundland. The third conclusion has to do with what the governments are doing in response to this, which doesn't appear to be much. We reviewed the statements in the budget speeches for the last 3 years for all of the Atlantic provinces, and what we found in the Maritimes was that there's basically no reference to it at all by the finance ministers. They don't seem to have either noticed or at any rate attached any significance to this decline. And lastly, we give some suggestions of how there are some public policies that might make our region less competitive and, for that reason, may discourage investment.
Jackson Doerr is mentioned policy analyst with AIMS, the Atlantic Institute for Market Studies. If this is about confidence, that's one thing. If this is about hedging bets, that's another. If this is about waiting out a storm, I guess that those are all legitimate reasons for you know, holding on to the cash you have in the bank account. But if this is about red tape, this is about not being able to expand or grow, that's a whole different thing, isn't it?
Yeah. One thing we've been thinking a lot about at AIMS is how exactly is it that you get the red tape removed? Because in theory, it's very nice to say, oh, there should be less regulation. On the other hand, a lot of the regulations in and of themselves may be supportable. So especially in the Maritimes, where our economies are so interconnected and they're such small provinces by population, a real priority, and I know that the provincial governments have been talking about this, is to try and cut down on the amount of red tape between them. And our suggestion for how we might fix this is for each of the Maritime provinces to join the existing free trade regime that exists in Western Canada between the Western provinces. They already have a common set of standards for a lot of their regulations. If we joined them, we first of all might be able to expand our trade in Western Canada, but also we would, in effect, create a free trading area here. So, in effect, this would be an easier solution than trying to negotiate something between the provinces in the Maritimes. It could take a long time.
Well, I guess it helps to have the information to know where we're failing and where we should be looking. And in your opinion, this is not just about business, you know, stocking the money into the bank accounts waiting for sunnier ways?
No. I think that it has to do with economic conditions and also with the policy regime that we have toward the economy, which I think a lot of people acknowledge needs to change in order to facilitate a more robust economy.
All right. Well, Jackson, thanks for being available to us. Appreciate it.
No, thank you very much for having us on. We hope that a lot of your listeners will look up the study.
And you can find that on the AIMS website. Absolutely.
That's correct.
All right. Yep. All the best, Jackson. Jackson Doerr is a policy analyst. He's a coordinator with AIMS and talking a bit about how the investment numbers show 28% off the rest of the country here in this region for Nova Scotia specifically, and two different investments.